before you start listening to the sermon, read Philippians chapter 4.
And
pause it now and start whenever you're ready. Two weeks ago, the title of the sermon was, I will not be afraid. Yeah, we spoke on this topic because a lot of people are fearful today. What was the definition of fear? A distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, or pain. Yeah, whether the threat is real or imagined. Or the feeling or condition of being afraid. Yeah, fear is a response to some impeding danger, or pain. Yeah, sometimes not even real. The Bible tells Christians that we should not be in people who live in fear. Why don't we have to be afraid? Yeah, God is our Father in heaven. He is with us. He is faithful. We're more than conquerors in Him. Yeah, we should not be afraid of the things that the world will bring to us. The Bible says we need to fear God only. Now, today I want to talk about a topic that is closely related to the topic of living in fear. And that is being anxious. Yeah, fear and anxiety look alike.
They're
similar symptoms. Yeah, but they're not the same. Yeah. Fear is specific. Yeah, when you're full of fear, you can point to a certain root that causes that fear. Yeah, anxiety is often more difficult. Often people are unable to specify exactly what makes them anxious. There is no specific risk or specific cause of harm they can point to. Yeah, where fear is more rational, there's a specific danger you're going to respond to. Anxiety is more in the mind. Yeah, it happens in the head. Fear can add to anxiety of a person, but not the same thing. Yeah, when people come to me and they're anxious and they're asking to pray for them, it's often a lot of things they mention that's on their mind and settling them. Yeah, there's stress in the family, favors, job, housing. It's almost never, oh, I have anxiety and this is my problem. Pray for me. And often are situations that are situations where they have little or no control over. And today we have a lot of people in the world who have anxiety or anxious about what's going on in the world. And not only about the implications of the virus and their health,
but
all other things that flow from this. Economic situation, tensions in the world. And I think we all at times experience some level of anxiety. Yeah, maybe you're anxious right now. Yeah, many of you were already in situations that could cause you to be anxious. Yeah, maybe this pandemic has added to that anxiety. Now, today I want to look at how we as Christians,
امروز میخوام به این نگاه کنم که ما مسیحیان
should deal with anxiety.
با استرابمون چگونه کنار بیاییم.
Yeah, what does the Bible say about it?
کتاب مقدس در مورد این موضوع چی میگه؟
If you come to me and ask me for prayer when you are anxious.
اگه تو بیایی به حضور من و من بخوایی که برای استراب دعا کنم.
Yeah, almost all the time I point you to one specific scripture from Philippians 4. And I think most of you already know which verses they are. Verses 6 and 7. Let's read them again.
برای هیچ چیز اندیشه نکنید، بلکه در هر چیز با استخاره و دعا با شکرگزاری در خاطر خود را به خدا عرض کنید. و سلامتی خدا که برای تمامی امر دلها و ذهن‌های شما را در مسیح عیسی نگاه
خواهد داشت.
امروز می‌خوام نگاه کنم به این آیات.
And other verses from the same chapter.
و آیات دیگری که از این فصل هست.
See how we Christians should deal with anxiety.
که ببینیم ما مسیحیان چگونه باید با استراب و نگرانی همون کنار بیاییم.
This is mentioned in the Bible.
مقدس هم
God has things to say about this.
خداوند هم در مورد استرابهای ما حرفی زیاد زده.
And you as Christians,
شما به عنوان مسیحی,
you have a great advantage over those who are living in the world.
یک موقعیت فوق‌العاده‌ای دارید در دستتون. بیشتر از اینکه فکر در دنیا.
They have to deal with anxiety without having the word of truth.
به خاطر اینکه اونها با استراب و نگرانیشون باید کنار بیان بدون داشتن کلام حقیقت بدون راهنمایی از خداوند.
چون
خداوند بهمون یاد داده چگونه استراب و نگرانی.
You have the Holy Spirit living in you.
شما روح القدس رو در درونتون
دارید. That leads you into all truth.
اون حقیقتی که همه حقیقت‌ها رو شما رو به سوی
خدا رو در یوحنا 16:13
آیه
13 when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
اما چو او یعنی روح راستی آید شما را به تمامی راستی هدایت خواهد کرد زیرا که از خود سخن نخواهد گفت بلکه به آنچه شنیده است سخن خواهد گفت و از امور آینده به شما خبر خواهد داد.
My prayer for you today
برای همه تون
is that the Holy Spirit will lead you
شما درون شما را رهبری کنه.
Into greater understanding.
درک بیشتری داشته باشید.
Yeah, based on the Bible.
طبق کلام خداوند.
On how a Christian should deal with anxiety.
با استرابش چگونه برخورد کنه.
Now let's start the definition of the word anxious or anxiety.
یه مثالی استراب و نگرانی نگاه کنیم. به چه معنی هست؟
Here's one.
یه معنیش اینه.
Full of mental distress.
پر از فکری به استراب.
Or uneasiness because of fear, of danger, of misfortune. Now, notice that it is mental distress. Yeah, this is something that happens in the mind. Also, notice that it is a more general way of stating it.
و خیلی دارت عمومی اعلام شده در
yeah, fear in general, danger, misfortune.
پر از خطره.
Yeah, it's not like impending danger. You think today people have a feeling of danger and misfortune in general?
آیا امروز احساس میکنید مردم احساس خطر
می‌کنم؟
بله.
All these things that are happening around the world.
همه احساس خطر می‌کنم.
And with all its consequences.
با همه اتفاقایی که داره می‌افته.
It will cause us mental distress for people.
با این ترس ذهنی که تو ذهنم.
It's another definition. Anxiety.
یه نشونه اضطراب دیگه.
Being greatly worried.
خیلی نگرانی.
Yeah, being anxious is the same thing as being very worried.
استراب خیلی نگرانیه.
And I think this is a helpful definition because we understand what it means.
Exactly, خیلی نگران بودن چی؟
Yeah. And what is the opposite of being anxious?
If متضاد نگران بودن چی؟
Yeah, being calm.
آروم بودن.
Being confident.
قوت قلب داشتن.
Or what about the ultimate?
آخرش چی؟
Having a peace which passes all understanding.
یه آرامشی رو داشتن که بالاتر از هر درکه.
If you're anxious,
اگر شما امروز نگرانی,
that is not for your benefit.
نگرانی چیزی برای شما
نداره. There are physical consequences of being anxious.
نگرانی حتی مشکلات جسمانی هم براتون به وجود میاره.
People get sick.
کسایی خواهند میاد از استراب
مریض
از لحاظ قدرت دفاعی بدنتون چند
خیلی
کسا هستن که حتی تحلیل
میزن یا
فشار خونشون رو بالا
میبرن
خیلی چیزهای جسمانی در بدن یه نفر اتفاق میفته به خاطر استراب
شدید
میتونه شما را از آرامش و استراحتتون
بکنه
شما شبایتون خواب ازتون
بگیره
میتونه همون خواب نخوابیدن خستگی بدنی میاد خستگی بدنی باعث میشه که خیلی سریع عصبانی بشی خیلی سریع جوش بیاری
People can get down and negative and depressed because of anxiety. And I was reading an article that it can have long-term
effects. But
here's an even more serious consequence of anxiety.
We
go to Mark chapter 4. And this is a story about the sower, the parable of the sower. Mark 4 verse
19.
Those who are consumed with the cares of this world.
کسایی که فکرشون مشغول اندیشه های
دنیا people who are full of care, full of worries over earthly things
نگران به اندیشه های دنیا هستن پر از استرابن برای
what will happen in their life? They will choke the word of God and become unfruitful
کلام خداوند خفه میشه تو زندگیشون و ثمره تو زندگیشون نخواهند داشت
anxiety will pull you away from living a life that is fruitful
استراب شما رو به جایی میبره زندگی پربرکتی که در خداوند میتونیم داشته باشیم از دست میگیره.
These cares, these worries.
این نگرانی ها، این اضطراب ها.
Focus on thinking on earthly things.
اون تمرکز کردن به چیزهای جسمانی.
They will crowd out the spiritual things.
چیزهای روحانی رو خفه میکنه.
Now your walk with God can be affected because of anxiety.
قدمتون و خدمتتون در خداوند میتونه تحت تاثیر قرار بگیره به خاطر اضطراب و نگرانی.
خیلی
مهمه برای همه چجوری با اضطرابمون کنار بیاییم.
Anxious person is not a good thing.
کسی که مضطرب باشه یه چیز خوبی نیست.
And I don't think anybody would want to be an anxious person all
the time.
I think all of you would rather be calm and have this peace that surpasses all understanding. Yeah, so let's look what a Christian can do to avoid anxiety and have peace and rest. Read first from Philippians 4 verse 6.
برای هیچ چیز اندیشه مکنید بلکه در هر چیز با استخاره و دعا با شکرگزاری درخواست‌های خود را به خدا عرض کنید.
Let's first focus on the first part of the sentence.
Here's
the first description. Be careful for nothing.
برای هیچ چیز اندیشه نکنید.
Do not be worried about anything.
نگران هیچ چی نباشید.
Okay, how is this going to help me?
چجوری می‌تونه کمکم کنه؟
How to avoid being worried? And the answer is, do not be worried. What's the point of this? What is the Bible saying here? Now, the first point here that is being made is that we need to make a choice. It is an action from our side. It is something that the Bible tells us to do. Be careful for nothing. Be not anxious. Choose to worry about nothing. Now, we just looked at the definition of being anxious.
And it's
pointed to mental
distress. It's
something that goes in on the head, in the mind. Mentally, we need to choose to worry about nothing. We need to bring those thoughts of anxiety into captivity. Go to 2 Corinthians 10 and read verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5.
خیالات و هر بلندی را که خود به خلاف شناخت خدا می‌افرازد به زیر می‌افکنیم و هر فکری را به اطاعت مسیح اسیر می‌کنیم.
Is it something that you are told to do?
آیا این چیزی است که خداوند از تو خواسته انجام بدی؟
Yes.
بله.
Yeah, and God is telling you, so it must not be impossible.
غیر ممکن نیست.
Yeah, this is something that we need to do, something that we can do.
انجام بدیم و می‌تونیم انجام بدیم.
Yeah, and we can. Yeah, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
همه کارها را در عیسی مسیح که قوت بهمون میده انجام بدیم.
You need to choose to worry about nothing.
تو باید تصمیم بگیری که نگران هیچی نباشی.
Yeah, now do not misunderstand it as living life without caring about anything.
ببین منظورم این نیست که زندگی کنیم و هیچ برنامه‌ای به زندگی نداشته باشیم.
Not worrying doesn't mean you don't care about anything.
نگران نبودن به این معنی نیست که به هیچی اهمیت ندهی.
Or that you don't plan or think
it through. که برنامه‌ریزی نکنی. آینده برنامه‌ریزی آینده.
Yeah, the Bible says that whatever we do,
هر کاری که
we are to do as unto the Lord.
هر کاری که می‌کنی جوری انجام بدی که داری برای
خداوند انجام بدی. 3:23.
کلوسیان
3:23. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men.
و آن که کنید از دل کنید به خاطر خداوند نه به خاطر انسان.
So what we do?
هر کاری که می‌کنید
we do to the best of our ability.
از دلتون انجام بدید.
They give great care for things we do.
کاری که انجام می‌دید بهترینش رو انجام بدید.
Because we're not to worry about things.
اما نگران نباشید.
And being anxious over things.
نگران اون چیز نباشید.
Yeah, there are things we can do and there are things that are in our control.
دست خودمون با قدرت خودمون می‌تونیم بهترینش انجام بدیم.
We do them right. But there are many things that are not in our control. Those things we leave to God. And choosing the things that we do not have control over, or very little control, that causes anxiety. And the Bible tells us, don't be anxious over these things. Do what you can do, leave the rest to God. Proverbs 69.
امثال 16:9 دل آدمی به راه‌هایش می‌اندیشد اما خداوند است که قدم‌هایش را استوار می‌سازد.
No, we do our part, we do what we can.
ما کاری که می‌تونیم بکنیم.
And God directs our steps.
بقیه‌اش خداوندی که قدم‌هامو را استوار می‌سازد.
Yeah, choose to leave the things that you don't control over to Him. Go to Matthew chapter 6. And read verse 25.
بنابراین به شما میگویم از بحر جان خود اندیشه مکنید که چه خورید یا چه نوشید و نه برای بدن خود که چه بپوشید. آیا جان از خوراک و بدن از پوشاک بهتر نیست؟
Now, take no thought for your life.
هیچ نگرانی از زندگی
نداشته باشید. Yeah, what you shall eat or drink or put in your body.
چی کارت میکنی؟ چی لباس میکنی؟
Now, does that mean that we're not going to work the ground, we're not going to sow, we're not going to work?
یعنی که زمین رو نمیکاری، برداشت نمیکنی، آب نمیدی؟
Yeah, does that mean we're not going to read?
اصلا نهی رو زمین برداشت کنی؟
Just lay back in our chair.
یه خوابی مبلمون.
Waiting for a meal to be served.
منتظر این که غذامون بیاد.
No, of course not.
نه این به این معنی.
Yeah, if man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat.
کلام خداوند میگه اگه مردی کار نمیکنه غذا نخوره.
Now take no thought means we are not to worry about these things.
نگران نباش. ذهنتون این کارو نکنه.
You've done your part.
شما قدم های خودتون رو
بردارید. Now do not throw it down. And worry of all things that are not in your control.
بری قدم بردارید اون چیزایی که
میتونید. Yeah, life is more than just food and clothes. بیشتر از اون چیزها که غذا و لباس. Do your part and leave the rest to God. Now, and Jesus drives us further home in verse 26.
Matthew 26.
Should you be worried over these things? Don't you know that the birds in the air, they do not sow, they do not reap, they don't gather in barns. Yes, your heavenly Father keeps them. Your Your Heavenly Father looks out for His birds. Don't you think He will look out for His own children? Are you not much more worth to Him? Continue, read verse 27. What do you think? You can go sit in a corner? And then think and think to see if you can add length to your stature? No. That's not going to work. Why not? This is something that you do not have control over. So why worry about it? Leave these things to God. Now read 28 till 32.
رو با هم بخونید در کتاب متا. برای لباس چرا میاندیشید؟ سوسنهای چمن را ملاحظه کنید چگونه رشد میکنند؟ نه زحمت میکشند و نه میریزند. اما به شما میگویم سلیمان هم با همه جلال خود چون یکی از آنها آراسته نشد. پس اگر خدا علف صحرا را که امروز هست فردا در تنور افکنده میشود چنین بپوشاند، ای کلیمانان آیا شما را به مراتب بهتر نخواهد پوشانید؟ پس اندیشه مکنید و مگوید چه بخوریم یا چه بنوشیم یا چه بپوشیم، یا که در طلب همه این چیزها امتها می باشند، اما پدر آسمانی شما می داند که بدین همه چیز احتیاج دارید. نگران نباشید. نگران نباشید.
Don't go sit there and worry about these things. Your Heavenly Father knows you. He knows the struggle to go to. He's faithful. He's there with you. Read the last two verses, 33 and 34. The next Yeah, this sounds very much like do everything unto the Lord. You do your part. Leave the rest of God. Take no thought. Do not worry about tomorrow. Do what you can do. Leave the rest of God. Choose to worry about nothing. Yeah, you don't control all the things that are happening in your life. Other people cause things to happen in your life. Governments make decisions over which you have no control. You have a virus going around that puts the world upside down over which you have no control. Yeah, these are things that you have no or little influence on. What can you do? Oh, you can choose to worry about nothing. Yeah, I'm not going to worry myself deaf over these things, which I cannot change anyway. I will give these things in the hands of God.